This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
Well, miracles do happen, you guys. And this is definitely a miracle.
What do you think this is? The Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Oh! Yes, Queenie, it might just be.
Oh, Mommy, I love that foundation. So good.
According to new reports, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are becoming very close. Woo! With Prince William and Duchess Kate Middleton. They're besties. BFFs. That's right.
Oh, that's so clever.
It's so clever. This is according to Charles, a royal expert named Stuart Pierce.
What happened to Ooby Scooby Dobby Wobby?
Duty, duty,
duty, duty. Ooby Scooby Dooby Dooby Dooby. Duty.
He got fired.
No,
he was fired. Had a big hit in 1959.
You know, it's a big palace, so you have lots of experts, okay?
Lots of experts lurking around the corner.
And this guy's name is Stuart Pierce, and he says that the four of them, Harry, Meghan, William, and Kate, talk almost daily via Zoom or FaceTime.
You suck. No, you suck.
I know that the four are talking with one another, and they're talking via Zoom, they're talking via FaceTime, but they're very close with one another. What's happening is that we're seeing that they both have very clearly defined roles that do not correspond. I don't mean as women within the family. Yeah. I don't mean as the wives of these two extraordinary princes.
There.
I'm talking about the statement that they're making individually as women. But Kate has her own specific role, which is very different from the way that Meghan has her own specific role. And what's remarkable is that they all totally respect that this lens is different. If William and Kate were living in the United States, the lens of their expression, the lens of their creative realization would be completely different.
What?
They see things, you idiot.
Slow your roll.
You slow your roll.
Slow your... How dare you?
How dare you? However, Pierce does admit it is still a little touchy, as you heard, saying their lens on the world is
How does he know all of these things?
Oh, he's an idiot just getting in the press.
No, he's not.
Listen to his pompous ass.
Adding, what's remarkable is that they all totally respect each other, even though, as you heard him say, the lens is different. Now,
go to Laser Eye Center. I did it. I can see perfectly.
He goes on to say that the royal conversations between the couples, it's as if he's in there, you guys, are quite informal. Take a listen.
Really informal. It's like, did you watch Netflix last evening?
We
were watching this amazing. RuPaul is amazing. And there is Kate cooking dinner in the kitchen, basting a chicken, a roast chicken, because that's what they love. And William is making cups of tea because the children have already gone to bed.
Never let them see you cook.
That's what's going on, Queenie.
It's as if they think you eat. And you poop.
That's what's
going on. Oh, you're royal. You don't do any of those things.
That's what goes on in their house.
Right, cabbage.
Mummy, do I have to cook?
No, Charles. No one trusts you.
All right, even though they say Harry and Wills have only reunited twice since Megxit, this guy Pierce says these emotional moments together seem to be bringing the brothers beyond the drama, adding, Harry and Wills have absolutely absolutely turned a new page in their rocky relationship and have started healing.
Page two.
Pierce
We're
says,
not killing each other anymore.
Pierce says, despite what you read or hear from that queen. No, he didn't say that, but he did say despite.
That queen, how dare he?
Worship, you're not allowed to call her that queen. That queen, it's the queen of England, by God.
Oh, thank you, Philip. Yes. Thank you. He says,
that is not Philip, I'm the attorney.
Oh, okay. What you read, he says.
This is Philip.
The brothers are definitely.
Oh, look, there's Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, she's hot.
Philip? How dare you?
How dare you?
Stinker.
He says the brothers are definitely moving in a positive direction. So for all you naysayers that think they're not going to work it out. They will.
No, I think they're both waiting for me to die.
Well, maybe one of them is, because one wants the crown, and it's not Harry.
Mummy, when will I be king?
Never!
That's my line! How dare you, Lisa Stanley?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty.
You commoner! How would I pull her pants down and give her a nice spanking?
Hey!
You'll be stripped and whipped. I know you like it.
Oh, yes, I can tell she's the type.
Mummy, can we have one of our secret parties again?
Oh!
Oh, Charles, shut up.
You better invite Andrew to one of those.
Oh,
I'm
your
sure.
worship, you simply isn't
done.
Order in the court. Can't talk about the royal family.
Wear your white wig and nothing else.
Secret party.
Okay.
I got the white powder.
Oh.
White powder on my chin. They think I've been
that's
doing
not
blow.
Good. Oh, my God. What is happening in that family?
One doesn't talk about that.
Oh, my God. You better shut your people up there, Queen, because...
Can't control them anymore. I'm old now.
No, you're not that old, and you better learn to control
I'm older
them.
Than Charlie Watts.
Oh, there he is over there. Charlie. Prince Philip.
Too soon.
Charlie.
Too soon. Oh, God.
Oh, good. You can still drum.
Oh, my God. All right, we're getting out of this.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat candy.